Page 88. We will start. Seven lines on top of the page. Okay, the Al-Kreb is talking about the two levels of Ahava. Okay, he says there's Ahava that's hidden in the Nefesh called Ahava Mesuteres, and then there's an Ahava which is created through intellectual stimulation. So he says, even though one is, so to speak, new, okay, so through his veininess, but there, then there is a level, so that level is Nichnis Yayin Yotzeh Sod. Okay, meaning, Sod is the secret, which is the numerical value of Yayin, but Sod is the level of the Ahava Mesuteres, the hidden love, which needs to be revealed within the Jew. Now, that level, the Alter Rebbe starts explaining, is greater than the level of Ahava that comes to meditation. Okay, so he says, okay, seven lines in the top of 88. I don't know what we ended up discussing yesterday. I forgot how we got into it, but whatever it was. The level of Yosef Tzadik Elyein is the Avad Abba Mitzutera Shiesh B'chol Nefesh Mi Yisrael, which is found with every single Yid of the source of the Yidden, Sheshor Shagavaya Meid Naila. That the source, the source is extremely high. Chazel b'chinas Yosef. Yosef is tzaddik. Yosef elam. Yosef is yud sod. Yeah, that Ava is the same. And. Okay, and that Erkad Mar Bechinas Ava Rabak Anal Shilamayla Bechinas Ava Selam Anikre Gamkin Er, and that level of Or, which is rooted deeply within the Nefesh, that level is higher than the Ava that comes through his Beininess. Why? The Ava that comes through his Beininess, love that comes through meditation, is limited based on how much the meditation is. Now, because a person's brain is limited, no matter how brilliant they are, it's still limited. So therefore, automatically, the love that's stimulated from that intellectual understanding has to be limited. The Ahava Mesuteres, which is rooted deeply within the Neshama, which is a part of Hashem, the Yechid Hashem Benefesh, and all that stuff, that is infinite. It just has to be revealed. No, intellect stimulates. Okay, we're not going into that now. Intellect stimulates emotions. Emotions are based on the intellect. If you have a more mature intellect, your desires are different than an immature intellect. Intellect stimulates emotions. If you want to come, the whole question is how the Torah says you have to love God. It's a mitzvah to love God. It's a mitzvah to love another person. I don't love God. He was not nice to me. Okay? I don't love him. How can I get you? Can't turn on the love button. So what's the answer? The Maggid says, you could come to love Hashem because that love comes in meditation. By meditating in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that there's nothing but God, then the Ahavta, the Maggid says, doesn't only mean you should love, you will love. Because intellect stimulates emotions, and every person has the ability to stimulate their intellect. So by stimulating the intellect, automatically stimulates the midah.
That's not love. It
is love.
Love is emotional.
No, emotional is love. What do you think love is?
Exactly.
Potatoes?
So it's intellect has nothing to do with emotion.
Wrong.
In fact, anybody that is love is intellectually handicapped.
There are seven emotions, love, fear, no. What are you talking
about? It's a totally different strata.
Okay. We'll talk later, maybe, next year. Correct.
It's equal to every Jew, right?
Right. Even though it seems, from answers to the Rebbe, that Yechid of Moshe Rabbeinu is still different, but generally speaking, it's the same. El Shagon to the Tzadik, Bechinus Yeis, Tzadik El Yein, where did Hashem hide it? in the level of Tzadik Elyon, Mimen, and Nizib, Cholechim, Yisrael. And then it was planted in every single one, Bechinas Ava, now on the level of Ava. Elishi Misoteres, Bechinas Geniza, Vesayd, Vehelem, it's a level of secrecy, concealment, Vinechnis Yayin Yotzesod. In other words, the famous mashal that the Alter Rebbe gave when the Kitrug against the Mag, when they saw a page of Chassidus, the Gevalgrit in the Gas, I mean, he was roaming in the street, and Reb Pinchas Kartesker, it was the Talmud of the Magid, blew up and he said, look what happened by disseminating, he was against disseminating, he was the Talmud of the Magid, but he didn't believe in disseminating Chassidus. Okay, and it was a kitruk. He came up with a good complaint. Look what happened. You're taking the deepest levels of Torah and rolling in the street. Now that he gave the mashal of the crown with the king's son who was sick, and you have to grind up the crown jewel, maybe this will hit. Maybe that will reveal the essence of the nefesh. And to add to what we were speaking last night, it was limited in time, but that the kitrug of Hey Tavis was against Rebbe, not against Chassidus, not against Revelation. It was against the essence. Now, that, and we explained why this craziness of people think you're worshiping a Rebbe. All that stuff we discussed many times. We talked about it. The Rebbe is our essence. It's not as something else. It's like the head communicating for the foot. Okay, we learned this many times. But which means basically this: every person has a Meshur Rabbeinu within them. The Gemara says that. Remember, the Rebbe says it in Tanya. He quotes the Gemara, what does God want? He only wants you to fear. That's all he wants. He only wants you to fear. So the Gemara says, is fear such an easy thing? So it's a Meshur Rabbeinu, it's easy. So the question of Meshur Rabbeinu is talking to every Jew, not to Meshur Rabbeinu. So the Alter Rebbe says, from there you see that every single Jew has a Meshur Rabbeinu within them. And for that Meshur Rabbeinu within them, i.e. Yechidah Shebe Nefesh, through this that every Jew has a Meshur Rabbeinu within them, for that level of the Jew, it's easy to keep Torah Mitzvahs. The same thing the Rebbe says, based on the Rambam and the Medrash, it says, when Bilam was speaking, you know, giving the brachas, and he says, Dorach Keichav Miyakiv, the star will sprout forth from Yaakov, which refers to, the Rambam says, refers to Mashiach. Yeah? Yet the Medrash says, another Medrash says it will be first every single Jew. Is it Mashiach or is it every other Jew? And the Rebbe explains, every Jew has a Mashiach within them. And in fact, in the Yom Tif, when you take out the Torah, and Yom Tif, and the Rebbe said, this is also a phenomenal thing that We don't think, that's the problem. We don't think nothing. It says in the we burn the shalel, you know, take out the sefer Torah after Hashem Hashem. So you say like this: Yiskayim banu mikra shekosu. It should be fulfilled. Okay, he says, I should fulfill my wills. My wife gives it, and we should do your will with a complaint. You should save it from the Eitzahara. You should give us our chelik and Torah, and we should merit that the Shekhinah should rest upon us. And then we say, V'yiskayim banu mikra shekosuv, it should be fulfilled within us, that means me, you, whoever says this, the pasuk that says, V'nacha olav ruach Hashem, upon him will be the spirit of Hashem, ruach chochma bina, ruach eitzel gvura, that pasuk in Yeshaya, okay, who is that pasuk? V'nacha olav on him, refers to Mashiach. That means every Jew, and this, when you take out the Sefer Torah, and Yom Tov is saying that the pasuk that speaks about Mashiach should be fulfilled within us. Since when are you and me Mashiach? Pretty sad state if we would be the Mashiach. So what's the answer? The Rebbe said, because every Jew has a Mashiach within them. There's a Meshur Rabbeinu in every Jew, and there's a Mashiach in every single Jew. Meshur equals 345. Mashiach is 358. What's the difference between Moshe and Mashiach numerically? It's 13, which is a level of Echad. That means Moshe Rabbeinu with Echad is a level of Mashiach. So therefore, every person has within us Moshe Rabbeinu, and every person has within us the aspect of Mashiach. So therefore, when you have a Rebbe, which is Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mashiach, and each generation is the Rebbe, you know, the candidate, so to speak, the one that's fit to be Mashiach, yeah, he's just, we didn't reveal him yet because, you know, we're no good. I mean, not as good as we should be, let's put it down. So we have that level within us. That means everyone, each one of us, has a Rebbe within us. That's our essence, is Rebbe. So you're not, again, worshiping, like we said yesterday, is when you worship something not you. The foot doesn't worship the head. The head is the communicative, the communicator, the nerve center, the everything of the body. So it does not, the foot needs the power of attorney to speak to the doctor when you're sick. So therefore, every Jew has a Rebbe within them. Now that level, though, needs to be revealed. Just because you have it doesn't mean it's functioning. So we need to function it, make it function. So how do you make it function? Okay, which is the concept when the guy asked the Friedrich Rebbe, I don't know you, you never saw me, I never saw you. How in the world can I become connected to you? So what did the Friedrich Rebbe say to him? Learn my Maimonim, because like we said yesterday, the Rebbe puts his essence into the Maimer, his essence into the Maimer. So when you learn a Maimer and you understand that level, so that's the way you reveal that level of Rebbe within you.
Then if I have a Rebbe within me, how could my Yosef Harat take over me?
Because you don't let that Rebbe control you. Do you have Yechid Hashem Nefesh? Okay. A Rebbe has Yechid Hashem Nefesh. The difference is his Yechid is always revealed. And mine and yours is always hidden. Once in 3,000 years, I mean, you get it.
But if he is strong, he should come through.
Who, the person?
Within me.
It comes through.
The Rebbe should win.
But you have to want him to win. Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, when he speaks about the Imperial Chavav, those Pshakim, that you need Simcha. You need. And Dr. Rebbe says two people are fighting. One could be weaker than the next, but if he's motivated, he'll win the battle even against somebody who's stronger than him. If you have no motivation and you're weak, for sure you ain't going nowhere. So, yeah, why isn't the Yetzer Tov winning? Because we don't want him to. Very simple. We don't want him to. Because every person could be a Beinoni. Beinoni means you don't let the Yetzer Hara win. By the way, a Beinoni is not a level of a Rebbe. A Rebbe is not even the level of a Tzaddik Gomer. There's a unique level of Tzaddik Gomer, it's called Rebbe. Not every Tzaddik Gomer is a Rebbe. Right? A lot of Tzaddikim Gomorim in the time of Rashbi. There was one Rashbi. In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, Aaron was definitely a Tzaddik Gomer, no? Yeshua was a Tzaddik Gomer. Kalev was a Tzaddik Gomer. All those guys, yeah, but there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu. Dabir Echot Ladur. So it's not only a Tzaddik Gomer. A Rebbe is a Tzaddik Gomer, that's a Rebbe. It's a whole different story. And therefore, Hey Tavis, which is a battle not against Chassidus, but against the Rebbe, so it's a whole different story.
It's a battle against every one of us.
It's a battle against every single one.
The Rebbe inside of us.
Correct.
So how does, in this battle, a Goy become a judge? A Goy decide who's going to win? That doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. Only a Goy can do it, not a Jew. Because a Goy has no free choice. So a Goy is doing it straight from God. We have free choice.
You think a Goy is a Merkava for Elokus?
A Goy could be a Merkava for Elokus if Elokus. Let me ask you a question. If you have a non-Jewish doctor, yeah? Who's healing you?
Well,
one second. The doctor or God? Through whom? What's that? Through whom? Through the doctor. The simcha is that in heaven they just like in heaven they agreed to disseminate chassidus and yutas kislev. Hey Tavis is a day that in heaven they agreed the definition of a rebbe.
But how could a non-Jew, a goy, be so high to be able to decide this important thing? We say the neshama doesn't get that high.
And neshama could get that high.
Their neshama.
No, but they're a vehicle. They're a vehicle for God's job. Good morning. Welcome back to whatever. The guy is only the vehicle.
He could have decided the other day.
He could have.
And the Rebbe would not be elected.
But no, he decided because that's what in heaven they decreed should be.
After the Rebbe fights so much.
Right. It was a battle. You know, it's for the Rebbe to go to the oil every single day. The Rebbe didn't eat before the oil. He came back late. Okay? He only drank.
For a whole month.
A whole month. Every day he went to the oil. Because this is a fight against the essence, like we spoke last night, is against the Rebbe Yael said it. Against the essence of what a Rebbe is. Not a fight against Chassidus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For him, it was not from Shammai.
No.
But for the goy, it was from Shammai.
Yeah. Yeah. A Jew has Bechira. When me and you sin, not if, when me and you sin, yeah, we have free choice. God didn't make me sin. I had a choice not to sin. After the fact that I sinned, Hashem wanted me to sin because He wants me to get to a level of tshuva, which is even higher.
Yeah.
What?
Keep on sinning?
Yeah, I know people that do that. Show up once a year for minyan, yeah?
Inside of a person, where is the Mashiach? Where is the Rebbe? Are we talking about the seed? Is that me? There's different names, or there's actually different aspects? Like the
there's Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida.
Okay, so which one is the Rebbe? Which one is Mashiach? Which one is...
Yechida is Rebbe and Mashiach.
Okay, and which one is Nefesh Elokeis?
That's all part of the Nefesh Elokeis, of the Neshama. Neshama is composed of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Now, Nefesh refers to the action level of the Neshama. Ruach refers to the emotions. Neshama refers to Seichel. Chaya refers to willpower. And Yechida is essence. So the essence of my Neshama is what a Rebbe is. Except by him, the Yechida is always revealed. Why do we learn in the past? Why you going to the Rebbe for a private audience is called Yechidus. Because it's his Yechida with your Yechida. If you go in like a person, you go in like a behemoth, you go out like a behemoth. That's what it's all about.
But we're not waiting to reveal our Rebbe, just a Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur. We're trying to reveal our Yechidus, our Rebbe, every day.
When you say V'nocha Olav Ruach, it should become fulfilled with what? When? Only on Yom Tov or every day of the year? No. The role of a Jew is to reveal the Yechidus Shebenefesh. And you reveal Yechidus Shebenefesh, you're not going to sin. What? It's essence of the book, man. It's not mine.
Some things we know, but when it's brought out, it makes you shame.
Translated into simple English, if a Jew has Yechida, which is one with Hashem, Yechida, Yochid, God is Yochid, we're Yechida, it's the masculine and feminine, the same thing, yeah, then there is not anything that a person cannot do when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. Any cop-out excuse that a person has, it's my list, my laziness, You have to stay in bed. You know. Got it? Yeah. You know, it's a cop-out. And that's why when the guy, you know, the guy, the Russian guy said in Russian, you could, you just don't want to. Yeah. And they learned the Heiron Avedis Hashem. That what? It's not that you can't.
You don't want to.
You don't want to. So we say, in other words, instead of being truthful, I don't want to, we cop it out with I can't.
But I want to.
I don't know what wants to. Your Yechidish Benefish wants. Your Nefesh Abamis doesn't want.
We want.
If you want with the Emes, you'll have it. When you say I want and you don't mean it, which we all don't, that's what happens. I want. Yeah, the essence of the neshama really wants. But you got to make him in control. If the nefesh habamis is in control, and I don't want, I want. The baba mice says, I want. If you want, you would do it. Isn't that what life's all about? Forget all this a second. In life, if I want to do something, I'll do it. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it. Right? I want to accomplish something, I'll do it. If I really want. If you really want. The Gemara says a statement. The Gemara is real. Ein loch dov v'shem b'fnei ha'rotzen. The Gemara says, there's nothing that stands in the way of the will. I don't mean a relative will. I mean, your will. Your willpower. What does that mean? If you really want something, you'll do it. And if you don't want to, then you won't. That's not going to happen. That is revealing the yechidah within every Jew, that there's Hashem and there's nothing else, and therefore my whole existence is only what Hashem wants. Ain't Mulvade. Well, we didn't learn too much today, but.